Okay, this is InterCity Press's podcast for today, Thursday, December 9th, 2021, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We've been covering the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell trial, but this morning, a surprise. The jury had come in. There was a single witness, very short, about from FedEx, talking about packages sent. And then suddenly, the prosecution said, we need a robing room discussion. Robing room discussion, meaning not only in front of the jury, but also not in front of those in the courtroom, the press, nothing. They went into the robing room, and when they emerged, Judge Nathan, while they were there, let me introduce this, because I had already decided to submit a letter to Judge Nathan requesting once again a call-in line based on two things, based on Omicron variant, which makes it impossible for people from whole countries. And in fact, I gave the example of Kevin Spacey's Africa trip with Bill Clinton, Epstein, Shante Davis, Ghislaine Maxwell, the Africa trip of 2002, as the example that Omicron now bars travel for people, affected people, journalists, and others from those countries to New York. So just having an overflow courtroom is not enough. Open the phone lines. Also sought to unseal the witness list and the flight logs, some of which have already been released, but I'm not convinced it's all. So that letter went in, and yet I wish I'd added one more thing, because when they returned, Judge Nathan said one of the prosecutors is ill and needs treatment. There's no reason to believe it's related to COVID, but we are shutting down for the day. Jurors, you may go home. Now, it led to a totally different day than I'd expected because there was no more of the Maxwell case. I've been covering other cases since. You can speculate, and I've seen other people speculating about why, what's really behind it. There was a request by the prosecutor's office not to say who it is, so we're not saying who it is, although it's, you know, I don't know, it's not a badge of shame to who knows, it may not even have anything to do with that. In fact, it probably won't, and we'll just be back on track tomorrow morning. But I digress, because given a little bit of freedom, suddenly we've covered other cases. We've covered a number of other cases, but I'm going to focus on the one I just covered at 4:30, actually 4:40. It was the case of Rapp against Spacey. And the Spacey is, yes, you guessed it, Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey of House of Cards collapsing fame. Kevin Spacey who went on the Lolita Express to Africa in 2002. Kevin Spacey who's charged in this case with sexual assault of a 14-year-old boy known as Rapp. There was another boy named CD, but he was not allowed to proceed pseudonymously as people are in the Maxwell case. In any event, the dispute had to do with the scope of discovery and whether Rapp's lawyer can ask Spacey about all relationships. It seems not. The judge has reserved decision and will be ruling, and will continue to follow the case. But it's interesting. It's interesting that this civil case is proceeding. There wasn't a lot of coverage of it. There was a call-in line, unlike the Maxwell trial. So I'm hoping that my letter to Judge Nathan falls on open ears. I don't know. There's been a change of circumstances. I tried to say it's not that even if I believe the first decision was wrong, I don't have to focus on that. Maybe the first decision was right because Omicron had not yet hit, but it hit immediately afterwards, and it's changed the dynamic. It may change even further based on what happens with today's medical surprise. But until then, it's the 4-minute drill. Inner City Press, Matthew Russell Lee. We asked the UN to explain on all of these things. Terramore, IPI, Epstein, the Iranian consulate. And you know what? Not a single answer, not a single one. The UN is corrupt and must readmit the press to ask these questions. Inner City Press, Matthew Russell Lee, Court Case Cast, Maxima Maxwell, Belton Roadkill. It's over.